Rootworms are a persistent pest across the Corn Belt. Many farmers try to keep them at bay with genetically modified corn that makes its own pesticide. But in some parts of the Midwest, rootworms are building resistance to the once deadly corn. Now, seed companies are reloading with a new technology that targets insects at the most basic genetic level. But some wonder what will happen when that technology makes it from the lab to the field. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports.
A dimly lit stairway takes you to a basement laboratory at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Entomologist Blair Siegfried opens the door to what looks like a walk-in cooler.
Getting overcrowded.
But instead, it's warm and humid like a summer cornfield. Fluorescent lights reveal plastic boxes filled with yellow beetles with black spots.
So this is the adult southern corn rootworm. They're also called the spotted cucumber beetle.
Rootworms are a nemesis of farmers in Nebraska and across the Midwest. Their larvae feed on the roots of corn plants.
They remove the root tissue, so the plants lose structural support. In strong wind and rainstorms, the plants can blow down.
BT corn was a breakthrough against rootworms when it came out 10 years ago. The corn is genetically modified to produce a protein that kills the bugs, allowing farmers to back off chemical pesticides. But rootworms are resilient. The resistance they've built to BT corn in pockets of the Corn Belt means some farmers are going back to chemicals that can be harmful to humans and wildlife. Seed companies are preparing a new solution, RNA interference, sometimes called gene silencing. Here's how it works. Your genome is like a piece of music, maybe something from Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And each gene is like an instrument.
I've come to talk with you again.
RNA is transcribed from DNA, and that's how your genes are expressed. But if you introduce a piece of interfering RNA, one of those genes can be silenced. It's like losing Garfunkel.
That was planted in my brain, still remains.
RNA interference is a natural way plants and animals fight off viruses, but scientists use it as a genetic on-off switch.
We have the ability now with technologies to make more of a gene or turn off a gene.
Tom Clemente is a biotech researcher at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
It was first discovered and identified in plants, and what happened was when they were trying to make a darker purple flower, they were getting white flowers. They were trying to make more of this protein, and they were making zero of the protein.
Corn could be the first crop to attack an invading insect with RNA. When a rootworm eats the corn roots, it ingests RNA that silences a gene the rootworm can't live without.
It blocks expression of that particular gene, no other gene, and impedes the life cycle of that rootworm.
This is the elephant in the room that I think we really need to try to address.
John Lundgren is an entomologist at a USDA research lab in Brookings, South Dakota. He's looking at whether RNAi aimed at one insect could have off-target effects on other insects, like bees or butterflies.
Where else in the genome is going to be silenced inadvertently, and what effects is that going to have on the function of our natural biological systems?
Lundgren says when one gene is silenced by interfering RNA,
hello darkness, my old friend,
sometimes a completely unrelated gene is altered in unpredictable ways.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while
he says that needs more consideration before these crops move from the lab to the field.
Given our really poor knowledge of genomes within most organisms, nearly all organisms, really begs the question of how on earth we're going to predict all of these potential effects.
That question goes to the Environmental Protection Agency. At a meeting next month, scientists from around the world will advise the EPA on how to assess the potential risks of RNAi crops. For his part, Tom Clemente doesn't believe the technology warrants extra scrutiny.
With this technology, you can dial it in to be very specific for a gene in a particular organism. Now, we can never say with a straight face that would mitigate any collateral damage on any other organism, but you can mitigate that probability to a very, very small number.
Clemente says when paired with BT and corn, RNAi would give farmers a more durable weapon against rootworms. What regulators may want to know is if they can be sure it's safe for the other bugs that call a cornfield home. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.